Well, hey there. The music's playing and Fish and Frank is here, and we have Captain Morris with us today. I gotta tell you, the hardest thing to find lately has been good bass fishing reports, and Morris has made a trip out bass fishing, and we're gonna talk a little bit about it. It is December 18th, 2013, and we are here with Captain Morris. Hey, Morris, how you doing?
Hey, Frank. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, you know, the crowd just loves it when you come in. I mean,
lovely.
They just, you know, the whole audience is on their feet. I got to tell you, this is a good day. And we're here, and our studio audience is excited. I'm excited. And you've been bass fishing.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Took a little trip last week out to the Webb. And
now, Cecil Webb. You go south on 41 from Fish and Frank's down to Tucker's Grade, make a left, it dead ends in the Webb.
You can't miss it.
Now, when you go in, do you make that first road to the right and go down?
Yeah. You need to stop at the pay station. It costs you $3 to go in. And what I did that day, I took my 14-foot John boat, trolling motor, and put it in down at the boat ramp.
You're not allowed to use gas motors there. It's got to be electric or rowing.
You can have a gas motor on your boat, but you cannot use it.
Right. You're not allowed to use a gas motor in the lakes. But anyway, just so people know, because I don't want them taking their bass boat down there and take it off getting a ticket.
Right.
Now, you go past the first ramp down to the second one right on the point, or do you go to that first ramp by that that steel pole?
You know, we fished there a while back, you and I, right. And we had pretty good luck in that first area of the lake. This last trip, I went to the second boat ramp back, and the bass were biting all in the canal there and in the lake to the south, this section of the lake to the south. What was most interesting, I was fishing by myself, and I caught six or seven on a June bug-colored worm.
Now, when you put in at the ramp, you were telling me as you were putting in, you could see bass.
There were bass right there, and you could easily walk up there without a boat. And that's the good thing about the Webb. There's plenty of access for somebody that doesn't have a boat that just wants to go catch a fish.
Yeah, because one of the things that was kind of sparked my interest, and you know, we do this really technical. We're standing up front talking. I says, "Hey, Morris, let's go back and do a radio show." You know, it's just such a high tech place. Anyway, so you said you got up, you're putting the boat in, you looked over, and you saw the bass just laying there already.
So I pushed away from the ramp with the John boat and just stopped a good casting distance away from the ramp, threw back, and caught both fish.
What were you using to catch them?
I caught both of those fish on a June bug-colored bass assassin worm. Little curly tail, it's about 8 inches long.
Weighted, unweighted?
I use a little, like a 16th-ounce weight with it, a bullet weight, and just Texas rig. And that's all you really need in the Webb. You don't need real heavy weights because it's a relatively shallow lake.
I was going to say, right around that boat ramp, it's only 2 to 4 foot deep. And even out in the middle, it's only, what, 6 to 8?
6 to 8 at the maximum.
Yeah. So, anyway, you caught that. Now, did you work back, did you head north or south from the boat ramp?
We headed south. I always like to experiment around in the south lake there. I've done well previously straight across in some cattail stands on the far bank. And whatever, I caught 4 or 5 more bass, and it was very productive. You know, these bass were anywhere from 1.5 pounds to up to around 5 pounds. And then catching them on the June bug-colored worm. Then I made a decision to come back to the windless side, you know, the lee side of the lake.
It was blowing pretty good that day.
It started to blow pretty good.
It was stormy, cloudy, just kind of one of those overcast days with the high winds.
Yeah, great bass fishing day.
Great place to go bass fishing, too, because it's nice and sheltered, but in that open wind, it's hard to control the boat.
And so on the way back over, I flipped one of those new scatter wraps out. That's the...
Oh, Jim's going to love you for this.
It's the little Rapala crankbait with the extra wide bill, and it really searches back and forth.
This lure is made to run, and as you reel it in, it's going to go to one side and wiggle there for a while, then it's going to shoot over and wiggle on another side for a while.
Yeah, it looks like a real minnow in the water. It has great action.
That scatter wrap has been really... I'm using the heck out of them in salt water. People are catching fish like crazy in salt water, but I've been dying for a good bass report. So you're out there, you've caught all these fish in the worm doing the Texas rig and having a good time with that. And you just decide that, well, you got to head back to the ramp anyway, so...
Yeah, I'm going to throw this scatter wrap out and just troll it back. You know, sometimes you can pick up a great fish just trolling across the middle of the lake. So I threw that out, and wham, right away. Didn't get a boat length into the troll, and I had about a 5-pound class fish on. So what we did, I landed that fish, and as I was getting ready to land that fish, I noticed there were several more chasing them. So I went just a little upwind, put my anchor out, and turned around and just proceeded to whip on them, you know, just catching them.
Water's pretty clear then. If you saw the ones at the ramp, mm-hmm. and that's not that uncommon, but seeing them out in the middle of the lake, that's pretty uncommon.
I'm pretty sure that those were pre-spawn fish. They were feeding really heavy. And I had a situation where I was in 6 to 7 feet of water with emergent hydrilla coming up a couple feet off the bottom. So that little scatter wrap runs about 4 feet. So it was just running right over the top of that hydrilla perfectly. And they were just busting it. They were really hitting it hard.
And these bass, when they go into pre-spawn, they really want to feed up on the minnows, the bait fish, they're really looking for that, even more so than the worms and stuff.
Yeah, because they'll spend several weeks without eating at all, just guarding the nest.
So they got to load up, get real heavy. And so this pre-spawn, and usually once it starts getting cold, they start thinking about, because the cold doesn't last long down here. And then they've got to get pregnant, and then by the time they're pregnant and then they actually go to spawn, it'll be springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great time to head down to the web. I'm interested in trying it in some of the canals in Port Charlotte, just that, because if they're doing that in the web, there's a good chance areas like Lake Betty, right where the canal hits it.
We did real well day after Thanksgiving in Lake Betty.
Oh, yeah?
Very well.
What were you doing in Lake Betty?
We were using those little scatter wraps again. And
now, are you using the long one or the shorter one?
The shorter one. It was the
shad style.
Shad style. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the longer minnow style, but the shorter shad style.
Now, I caught most of my fish that day. My son, Chris, was fishing with me, and he used the scatter wrap all day long. But I was using the little Rapala flash, and a black back with a chrome sides, and they were hitting that really well.
Okay, what color scatter wrap were you throwing?
Shad. It's
regular
shad
looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's kind of interesting because we have so much freshwater fishing here. I mean, miles and miles and miles of canals, lots of little ponds, small lakes, stuff like that. And, we don't hear as much about it because, I mean, the flats fishing kind of, takes over everything. But there's a lot of good bass fishing here.
There's tremendous bass fishing. I've caught quite a few bass in this area that were over the 10-pound mark.
And now at the web, 5 pounds is a good size bass for the web. That's a big bass in the web.
It's a big bass in the web. The biggest one I've ever caught out of there was around the 8-pound class. Mm. And I had a customer when I was charter fishing many years ago. We were down there, and he had one on that was probably in the 11 to 12-pound range. Only one I've ever seen that size in the lake.
My dad caught almost a 13-pounder out of the Shell Creek Reservoir, the Punta Gorda Reservoir there. Mm-hmm. And we'd come down from... Well, that's actually back when we had the keys for the gates before this whole homeland security and all that. I mean, I got to tell you, our government's so screwed up. You want a bunch of us fishermen on a lake. There ain't nobody touching that lake as long as we're there.
That's right.
You know, because most of us are armed. Let's face it. I don't care who you are in the world. You want to come over and mess with the American hunters, be my guest.
That's right.
There's a whole bunch of us. But, we almost 13 pounds out of the reservoir there. There's some nice sized bass in this area in South Florida.
I enjoy fishing this area, and one of my favorite things to do when I'm not out on the saltwater chasing various fish around is getting the fresh water. That's what I grew up doing, and I still love to do that.
Well, we've been talking to Morris Campbell here. Anything, I guess my one question I've promised everybody I would ask is, if you were going to go out today and go bass fishing, where would you go, what would you use, and what would you expect to catch?
Well, we've just had a cold front come through. I would certainly concentrate in areas that were out of the wind. And our water.
A good example would be?
You could go to Lake Betty. You could fish any of the canals around. Even up into Peace River.
Well, I like, if I was going to go to Lake Betty, I like fishing right where that canal that comes under Conway hits the lake. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite spots. I've caught a lot of fish off those points. And that scatter wrap would be perfect right there right now, because that little bit of rain, that water should be coming down the canal. Throw that scatter wrap right there at that corner. That should just light them up.
Something I discovered a few years back when Chris and I were fishing in Lake Betty as well is, not only does it have a very healthy shiner population, but it is absolutely loaded with shad. And that scatter wrap is a shad imitator, and those bass in there really feed on shad.
So I would expect if you went down to Lake Betty through the Scatterap Shad, I bet you could, you're going to catch those 1, 2, 3 pounders, but I bet you if you work at it a while, you get a 5, 6 pounder out of that.
There's some big fish in Lake Betty. There's some really nice ones in there.
All right. Well, folks, I can hear the music going in the background, so it kind of means we're out of time for this one. Captain Morris Campbell, great friend, amazing charter boat captain, and kind of semi-retired now. We're not really doing the charters anymore.
Just run it private.
You do an 84-foot boat now?
Yeah, 82 Viking.
82 Viking. So, you know, he's got air conditioning and ovens and stoves and staterooms and all this on the boat he's running. So, congratulations on still being able to take out an aluminum boat and really enjoy it.
That's it. You know, you can get back to your roots very easily around here.
Okay, this is Fishin' Frank, and we'll see you on the next Radio Fishin'.